That's a bad question. It's a big club, and it's a fantastic opportunity for me, and one I couldn't turn down. You know, I'm very proud and honoured to be given the opportunity. Oh yes, to Aston Villa, because it's the right fit for me. You know, and we know they're not in a great position in the league at the moment, but that's my job to try and get us out of that. You know, and it's about staying in the Premier League, which is going to, at this moment in time, is going to be the biggest task. You know, and then hopefully we get some breathing space and be able to build for the future. I think they need to start performing, you know, and it's my job to try and get the best out of them guys, and hopefully we can get the results, and I'm sure we can. I'm very honest with the players, tell them what I think. If they do well, they get told. If they don't do well, I tell them why not. Why not very honest and straightforward with them. And they will soon know that I'm on their side. You know, we all want the same thing, and that's to win football matches. And we're in it together. We win together and we lose together. And I want them to feel as hurt as I do when we lose. It's just a little bit of apprehension around the place now, because obviously losing a lot of games breeds that. And we need to get that confidence back. And that result yesterday will help us bounce into the next games. So it depends what you're looking for. I think I do a lot of coaching myself, so I think I've got the personality to carry it off. It's just I have to give it some thought of what I actually need. Do I need someone there to do some organising, or do I need someone to stand by my side? You know, and I'm going to give that some thought, and hopefully I'll make the right decision. I'm sure I will. It's all about winning football matches, and then that losing just comes out of your mind. I said to him yesterday, don't be scared to lose. Don't be scared, you know, we all don't want to lose, but don't be scared to lose, you know, because if you are and you just wait for it to happen, invariably it happens. His strengths are, you know, getting deliveries into the box, let him attack things. He's a big presence up there, and he can run people in behind. There's different aspects of his game which we need to unlock.
You're excited?
Yeah, very excited. Yeah, it's a great opportunity for me, and it's a huge football club, and it's a great honour to be here.
On Christian Benteke, we saw last season at Spurs how you got the best out of Adebayor. Do you feel, is it a similar challenge to do that with Christian Benteke?
Yeah, pretty similar, because when I took over at Tottenham, he wasn't scoring many goals, you know. And someone asked me if Daniel Levy, when I took over, my brief was, can we try and score a few more goals and be a bit more attractive? And I thought the best way to do that was to get Adebayor on side. And I think you're probably right. I think the best way to do that at the moment is, along with everyone else, is to get Christian firing and scoring.
How important is your, not just your coaching, but your man management with a team that's low on confidence? Do they need an arm around the shoulder? Do they need a kick up the backside?
Yeah, they need both at different times, you know. You have to pick your time when you do it. The last thing they need at the moment is someone with a big stick banging them on the head, you know. That it's not what they need, you know. But there will be times between now and the end of the season when possibly they do need that kick up the backside. But that'll be up to me to decide when they get it.
And you talked about how you want the team to feel low if they've lost, the way that you will feel. We saw yesterday as well your passionate side, how you celebrated the goal when it went in yesterday.
Yeah, well, you feel it for them, you know. You're in it. They got to realise that I'm in it with them, you know, and the buck obviously stops with me, you know, but they've got to feel the hurt of losing, but they can't be scared to lose.
And you won the Premier League as a player. You managed, obviously, last season at the high end of the table. Do you have to approach this challenge differently, or is it kind of the same approach?
Same approach. It was still very important we won games at Tottenham, you know, to keep ourselves in that Europa League spot. And we managed to do that. So I'm hoping that, you know, we need to win games to keep ourselves above that line of the relegation, and I think we will do that also.
And can you focus at all on any sort of long-term plan? You've got a three-year contract.
Not at the moment. No, not at the moment. It's all about keeping us in the division, then we can plan for the future.
A club with massive potential, though, and 90 minutes away from a Wembley appearance in a semi-final, so it's not all bad.
No, and that'd be good for confidence, you know. It'd be interesting watching that draw tonight and seeing who comes out of the hat. Anyone at home would take.
Cheers, Tim.